Okay, area number two, point number two, sharing our neighborhood with a breakaway civilization. I had a wonderful breakthrough after the San Mateo conference. I was driving over to Coast to Coast with a very dear friend on the highways in Los Angeles, and for the first time I could really physically see the breakaway civilization within a place and how physically and financially they related to the black budget and intelligence community, so the covert side of life, which is slightly different line, and then of course the overt side. So I could see the three worlds, the three parallel universes, the three financial systems sort of integrated within a neighborhood all in one place. And of course, part of that is happening because more and more we're going to start to see the visible signs of them, not just of the growing investment in certain kinds of manufacturing or spaceports or for space activities. But I think as we go into this next phase, they're going to feel a little bit more emboldened to influence what's going on. Two of the things that really struck me at San Mateo was the Richard Dolan's description, and you can see it on the stream, of using night vision to really see the extraordinary number of unusual spaceships flying around in our airspace. And I've gotten myself some night vision goggles, so I'm going to start checking that out, but it wouldn't surprise me. The other thing is, if you want, one of the interesting things that emerged from the conference is many of the researchers I most respect made it clear to me that they think a very important part of the financial drain has not gone into space travel and weaponry, but gone into the extraordinary investment in underground infrastructure, underground bases, tunnels, transportation systems, which clearly have been significant, but it's very hard to get a reliable beat on them. But what struck me was how important they thought it was as a financial matter to build and operate all those underground facilities. So when you're driving around, if you look at what's going on and you contemplate what's going on in the skies above and what's going on underground in the bases and transportation systems below, I think it's a lot easier to see what has until now seemed a little bit like an invisible parallel universe, and see how it really is integrated into our place. One of the interesting things to think about, my impression of the breakaways, is that one of the inspirations for them was not just sort of getting control of the flow of black budget money and technology, but part of it was an inspiration to break away from European money and control, and the factions in the United States that are more loyal to the European financial interests. So it's very interesting to contemplate what the relationships are between the breakaways and what's the sort of political football going on in Europe. And it's a murky picture, but it's one I hope to explore a little bit more the next time I'm talking with Farrell Dolan. Elections are going to be important this year because the ability of the Congress to balance between the different invisible universes, so to balance between the financial demands or operations of the covert side of the House and the breakaways versus the regular population has really reached an untenable place, and yet Congress has to do what will get them election. What will get them elected. And so we see tremendous tension coming into these elections. As I said, in 2016, I think the private side really wants a corporate kind of handler like Jeb Bush, but it remains to be seen what is going to happen. I do think we see a government that is, in fact, has many, many factions and is in a much more insecure position than they were 3 or 5 years ago. So one of the things to remember is there is no such thing as the government. There are many different agencies, many different factions, and the pressures on them at this point are enormous. It's not a pretty position to be sitting in.